If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Is tedious on the rightstuff.biz.
It is the right stuff. The Daily Shoah, episode 9/11.
This is the good stuff. The right stuff.
But we don't have any prep pertinent to that, so don't worry about it.
None of our race are still being born with the right stuff.
Well, we have Mike owning a libtard on the street epic style for like 7 minutes. We have that much prep.
Good prep.
That's good prep. I don't know if you're going to be able to hear it, but I'll do my best.
The problem is I had a request for the Eric Stryker thing that I wanted him in the background of this whole ensemble we've got here.
You're lucky. Like, I mean, everybody should just be lucky that we're here at all. Mike's not here. Mike's sick.
I'm sick, too.
My whole computer exploded, and I put it back together just in time. Just in time. We're starting an hour late. My computer exploded, and I put it back together.
I should just take a sick day.
Well, that's kind of the thing. When one of us takes a sick day, we can't all take a sick day. We can just, you know, come in, and we pull the other guy's weight and underperform and make everyone happy.
I mean,
that's what I do.
I'm legitimately sick. I've got this fucking shit in my lungs. I'm still trying to cough it out. I feel like crap. And I don't have my Eric Stryker meme in the background. It's terrible.
No, the Eric Stryker meme is.
And speaking of that, it's why like is there phone. No Abbey Road version of that yet?
Oh, there is. I've seen it. Everything.
Okay, that's so obvious.
If I ever get around to it, which means I'm never going to do it, I want to make like the Megadeth version. Like, I don't know if you remember Countdown to Extinction. There's like the hominids, and then like the final one like fades away. I would make the final one Eric walking, and he's the one that fades away. But I'll never do that. The bridge between like phone content and computer content is like it's a gulf that's like far too deep. I can never get over that gap. Like, if someone's making all these memes and they're all on my phone on various social media, like, that means I'm never going to open it on the computer. Because on the computer, it's like, woo, I'd have to, like, download it from an app and email it to myself and open my email and open it. It's the worst thing ever. It's like when Mike tries to send me a Telegram video doing the show. It's like, no! That means I have to go do six things. Oh, that's right. Mike's not here, so that means you're going to get bite-size Daily Show video minis. So every half hour, I have to remember to stop the video and restart
it. Yeah, that's right.
Because the upload thing. So there's still like there's some kind of permissions failure, whereas I try to upload video, and if it's a file size larger than X, it doesn't work. Oh, fucking God. And if it doesn't work, it's not going to work because Mike is sick. Mike is like in bed sick. Probably because he was in Ohio all weekend. I mean, he's having he's having the reaction you would expect from spending a few days in See, now this is no good. See, now I have to download this. And where did it go? No, nobody knows. It could be anywhere.
Right, it's going to be in a different download destination. It'll be in a different folder.
It's Skype, you know? It just puts things wherever it feels like it.
Well, it's Windows and Skype.
Mm. Yeah, I can't find it.
It's like, do you want to play a game?
Yeah. Going to play a game of...
Where did my save file go? Oh, it's on the computer somewhere.
Is it the downloads folder? No. No, it's not in the downloads folder.
It's going to mysteriously appear in documents now.
That would make sense if it was in the download folder. Let's try save. All right, if I do save as, then I can choose where it goes. StrikerStarTrek.jpg. Cool. Another brilliant feature would be please open that in show in folder. Not with Skype. Skype's like, good luck, buddy. Go find it now. It's really good.
I've been hosed so many times by just Windows like randomly deciding it's gonna put something in the image folder one day and downloads the next day and then
that's right.
Subfolder somewhere else the day after that.
God forbid that in Skype or what is this Obvious? God forbid that I could just drag and drop an image into the Obvious screen and have it adapt to such a thing. No, that's far too. This is 2022. We can't just be dragging and dropping still images into an Obvious like you know. Like any other fucking program in the world would accept a drag and drop image. No, not Obvious.
How many gestures has it taken so far?
I'm still. I'm in the import image to OBS screen now, where now I have to once again, I have to search for the Striker image. There, I found it, and now it's taking over the entire screen.
Nice. No, so, that's perfect. That's
what there he is. There's a Eric Striker, the Mariachi Band. Is this a Q episode? This is a Q episode,
yep.
Right?
That's a Q episode. This is actually great.
Is he replacing Q? Is that why I don't see Q?
No, there's Q right there. He's part of the band.
Oh, I see Q. Okay. He's part of the band. So this is our new. That's our new set. Let's see if I can just plop that. Now we can do the show. Now we can do the show. Oh, I have to somehow get in behind you. It's never going to work. It's just not going to happen. No. Eventually, it's just going to disappear. See?
That's the right ambiance, though.
It would be good if I get
spaceships. We got Star Trek.
If I get it in front of your face, it would be working. Anyway, maybe we'll do that. That looks great.
That's fine.
We can pretend that Stryker's filling in for Mike.
It fits with the theme of the show. Star Trek, Eric Striker memes.
Yeah. What was I going to tell you? Oh, I guess we were going to go with the retarded libtards. And I'm more upset with... Actually, I was about to say retarded conservatives. But, like, I don't have very high expectations of those people. I'm more upset with, like, those of us who still, like, have the... have like the tendency to go along with what the like when those guys win, like you don't win. Ah, maybe I shouldn't go into that. Let's just make fun of libtards.
Well, what I've been seeing is they look at the libtard outrage and they're like, yeah, see, it's a win. Look how mad they are. Like that's the metric is you sort of judge how far you've gotten by how mad libtards are.
I see every conservative victory as a setback for us. And that's precisely what conservative victories are for. It's like they've been losing so often. It's like, okay, here's the thing where they get to win for a minute, and it's just like, God damn it! Now they think that they fought the good fight and finally got something. It's like, oh, elections matter. We got our justices in there because President Trump. It's like, nah, fuck that. I just don't believe that.
I thought it was kind of interesting that a lot of these states that are now going to be banning abortion, they only had one clinic to begin with.
Well, that's the other side of it. Is like, my prediction is, I guess someone should write this down. Is there's not going to be a significant change in the amount of abortions. Like, if you check in a year or two, like, I don't think it's going to be a significant change. And basically, all that will be left of that is, like, we can quibble over what constitutes a significant change in the numbers. A significant change would be a difference in technique, because as we've talked about, like, morning after type pills, like, those aren't going anywhere. Contraceptive pills. What's the other one called? I don't remember. Like Are you 46?
I know there's some kind of autism about this, but like Plan B versus like a chemical abortion. I don't know enough about this kind of stuff.
To me, it's all the same. I don't really care. Like all that stuff should be off the market. None of this is being done. Like America isn't suddenly not sacrificing children to Moloch, or however you want to put it. Like there hasn't been a blow to like to Jewish rule here. It's just slightly changed, and you get to have a big media celebration about it.
It's like a lot of these so-called victories are just sort of reverting back to the way things used to be. It's more like, okay, we're going to be a little less evil right now. It's not like they've actually become virtuous or anything. Like the states get to decide if abortion's going to be legal in their territory or not.
And that's just a giant cope. Like, I want a federal ban across the board everywhere. But you'll never get that.
Yeah, now that would be something.
It should be completely, like, it's not debatable. Like, killing babies in the womb, is that's all it is. It's killing babies in the womb. It is murder. It's absolute murder. It's infanticide. It's disgusting. It's a horrible practice. And if you want to quibble about, I don't know, like, oh, medical threats to the mother, what about, right? Like, we can figure that out later, like, after the fact. Like, just go and stop the slaughter of babies first, like, all together, and then I'll be impressed. And guess what? Why isn't that ever going to happen? And I bet if I posed that question, if I posed that to someone who was, like, let's going about the Roe v. Wade being overturned, they'd probably be like, well, you could never expect, like, why can't I expect that? How come you're already accepting defeat before there hasn't even been a fight? Right? Like, instead of going out and celebrating and they're crying, it should be like, this is just a down payment. This is like the bare minimum. This is the bare minimum action that a government could take to stop slaughtering children. And it was done not to stop slaughtering children. It was done to create excitement and energy for the two-party system that keeps everyone enslaved.
Yeah, I was a little more interested in this ruling I saw this morning, where apparently there's a case where you've got some sort of coach his football coach.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is Washington State.
Yeah.
And the guy was, the story I understand is he was praying on the field and the rest of his, of the team joined him in prayer. Like he had knelt down, he started praying, they joined him. And he lost his job over this. The case went all the way to the Supreme Court. And they decided that, well, that the prayers amount to private speech, right?
And on the football
he
field,
actually
right?
won the case. But I feel like this is being construed as some sort of major, significant, like, cultural and social victory now. And I'm not really seeing that. I don't know about this. Like, it feels like another situation where somebody got fucked when they shouldn't have been fucked and they got a stay of execution.
Yeah, that's like basically, that's a case that never should have went anywhere. Like, where, right. like, any judge at the lowest level should have tossed that. It's like, no, you can't sue the football coach. Or you can't fire the football coach or whatever. However, how did it go down? They fired him and then he sued. That's probably how that went.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. It should be, I mean, we are so fucking far away from having a halfway decent society. It's pathetic. I mean, it's nice to get that win, but, like, what did it cost him? How many of these wins can fake conservative politics afford?
It's like the Kyle Rittenhouse situation. It's like, no, he didn't really win. He just escaped being eaten.
Yeah, he spent a year and a half or whatever it was being fucking destroyed, and now he can't go to school anywhere. No one will accept him in college from what I saw. Maybe he was a nigger. They only accept niggers who shoot people like that into college. So.
Speaking of which, I think before the show, we're talking about, I have this habit of I'll read news headlines and stuff.
Yeah.
And the shit that I saw today, it's so surreal, right? Like, you look at American media, you've got blacks overrepresented everywhere in advertising. It's like, oh, look at these blacks. They're skiing. They're cycling. Oh, look at these blacks over here. They're at a wine tasting. Blacks everywhere. We love blacks in America. And then right below that, you'll have a headline such as woman killed for putting too much mayonnaise on sub sandwich. Condiment related killings. And this is like a thing.
Oh.
Like, you've got order wrong, therefore I get to
I took that
one sided mutual combat with you and kill you over it.
So that was a fast food like nigger thing. I totally took that in the wrong direction. Yeah. Like, I was understanding like this would be, so this is some poor like housewife makes the sandwich wrong and like hubby beats her to death. Oh no.
No,
that would be outrageous. And everybody would be all over it, would be going crazy over a story like that. I was like, no, don't worry. It's okay. It wasn't an evil man thing. It was just a black person. It's a black person in a McDonald's. Oh, well, we have to understand the systemic pressures upon that poor black person, the price of mayonnaise itself, and, you know, the stereotype threats that he or she was under.
The killing was because there was too much mayo, which I guess maybe I can understand. You don't want your soggy sandwich or anything, but it wasn't like they got shorted on the mayonnaise, though.
I don't know what's worse.
And it's one of those things, like, in America, you see the headline, and you immediately know who's involved. Like, you read the headline, oh, condiment-related killing.
You don't have that story, dude. That'd be fun. Where is this? Are you on Yahoo? I have another place where niggers are overrepresented. I have the, remember the little nigger girl who read a poem at the inauguration?
Yeah.
Amanda Gorman. Have you seen this?
I haven't seen updates on Amanda Gorman.
Oh, she wrote a little ditty on Twitter. It's so cute. We will not be delayed. We will not be masquerade to the tale of a handmaid. And she spelled handmaid as in made by hand, not handmade. It's M-A-I-D.
Give me some lemonade.
Right. We will not let Roe v. Wade slowly fade. It's not fading. It's gone. Because when we show up today, we're already standing up with the tomorrow we made. So,
time for some Powerade.
So someone like this girl was plucked from obscurity. Is she an official poet laureate or something? Or they? I mean, whatever the fuck. I can't remember what her little title is, but we will not be masquerade. That's just, there's nothing grammatical about that, and that's not one of those cool, like, black people doing grammar wrong on purpose because it's funny.
What's your limericks?
This is just literally like, I'm illiterate. And then to the tale of a handmaid. I can't make this shit up. Let me see if I can. No. Oh, look, my tweet reply's in there. We will not be delayed. We will not be masquerade to the tale of a handmaid, as in a handmaid item. We will not let Roe v. Wade slowly fade, because when we grow, that's actually the only interesting line where you do the rhyme twice in the one line. But it's not like you fit it. Like the line had to get longer. Because when we show up today, we're already standing up with tomorrow we made. You know what's wrong with the rhyme scheme? Architecture. It's like it's not a well planned out blueprinted
piece of it. Did slowly fade. Deserve return. It's gone.
Oh yeah, I was in there. I threw that in there this morning. I doubt she. I realized my error. Like assuming that she can read, she'll never see that
architecture.
So that's the rhyming scheme. Just like A doesn't rhyme A. It's a good rhyme scheme. I like it.
What the fuck?
Whoa. I was trying to find one of my nigger drops.
I didn't do nothing.
I did nothing. I didn't write this rhyme scheme. I know how to spell. We will not be masquerade. We will not be masquerade, my nigga.
So do you have that story there that you were looking at?
Yeah, I
know you got a couple good ones there.
The thing is, this story is just like a lead into another story, actually.
Oh, this is a Subway. Well, anyone, Subway, you know.
It's a Subway.
I do have to kind of sympathize. Subway is the worst.
Why are you there in the first place? You know, it's bad.
It's like it's the pedophile sandwich company. We are the pedophile sandwich country. I shouldn't have. I didn't really misspeak there. So is this ad over yet? Okay. Oh, this is a developing story. So there's going to be updates on this. All right, cool. Let's join this in progress, see what's on TV. It's blank.
...was shot and killed, and another is in surgery this Monday morning. Police say a customer didn't like how the workers made the sandwich. Investigators say the shooting was all over too much mayonnaise. If you can believe that, Channel 2's Justin Carter is live at the scene downtown
on
Northside Drive.
That.
Justin, the owners say the victims, they were model employees.
Well, they must be model employees if they're showing up in 2022 to a Subway for whatever Subway's paying instead of staying home and collecting Gibbs. That's just like, these are like model conservatives. I'm bootstrapping myself.
Fred, I mean, it's just unbelievable. It kind of makes you shake your head. Yeah, the owners kinda told us that it was two young ladies who were shot all over making a sandwich for someone. One of them lost their life. Let's set the scene for you.
Jesus
Here's the
Christ.
Scene right now. You can still
Atlanta?
See caution tape surrounding
nigga.
This.
He sounds like a gay nigga. So this is in Atlanta.
A lisp here. Oh, really? You mean it's in a black city? I'm fucking surprised.
I mean, is there any other kind of city anymore?
Building. Obviously, it's closed right now. There's also bullets in the front.
I want a subway. I heard they put plenty of mayo on that sandwich.
Way of this restaurant. Now, police say this is just senseless, and whoever did this will be caught.
That nigga's
Subway
gay.
Co-owner Willie Glenn.
So...
Is this another
unsolved nigger crime? Like he will be caught, but like there's never an update. Do they even catch these people anymore?
I don't think so.
I think they just let it go.
They just take your sandwich and they disappear.
The new approach to this kind of nigger violence is like, all right, it gets its like 2.5-3 minutes. 2:28 on the local news. And you just assume it gets taken care of in the background. It never does.
He says he is stunned and heartbroken.
It just breaks my heart to know that someone has the audacity to point a weapon and shoot someone.
You're black. Have you never seen blacks before? Are you not familiar with like your own peeps there? The audacity of the paucity of the insobriety to point that weapon at T. At my sandwich artistry and destroy my mayosity and take a life away.
You should be a Nobel laureate.
Jesus fucking Christ. It's like I was like, I can't believe somebody would do this. I can't believe in America in 2022 a Sun Man would settle a minor dispute with firearms. Me being a Sun Man myself that would never do such a thing, it surprises me the most.
To point a weapon and shoot someone for as little as too much mayonnaise on a sandwich.
It happened here around 6:30 Sunday.
Well, I wonder, like, as a Subway co-owner, if that worker had taken that bread with too much mayonnaise on it and threw it in the garbage and started over, would you dock her pay? Because I'm familiar with how these places operate a little bit. There's a bit about like you count how many like. I know with McDonald's, you count how many like hamburger containers were at the start and at the end of the shift, And if the account doesn't add up, people start fucking getting in trouble. Like, do you do that in Subway too? If you get a customer complaint, I mean, because what do you do with that? You get a customer complaint that results in this discarding of some bread and some mayonnaise. Like, that bread and mayonnaise cost money, and it's not the customer who did the sandwich wrong. It's you. So like, what goes on then? Like, maybe they would have been fired.
We discarded the entire employee.
Yeah.
It happened here around 6:30 Sunday at this Subway restaurant on Northside Drive in downtown Atlanta. Investigators on scene collecting evidence, trying to figure out
how many fucking
little evidence tags.
How many shots were fired in this? Look at all this shit. This is like fucking. It's like going to Carl's Jr. on a fucking Jesus.
Yet again, the ammunition cost way more than the sub. Way
he's
more.
He's firing from outside into the. Yeah, I guess so. God damn. Yep.
Collecting evidence.
Oh, I guess he went outside, opened the sandwich, started eating it or came back to the location with this offensive sandwich.
And trying to figure out why someone would do this.
What you're seeing behind me is the result of a tragedy. Senseless tragedy that we
wait a second. Interim Chief Darren Shirebaum. Atlanta has an interim, that's why it's interim, because he's white. You can't permanently have a white police chief anywhere in America, let alone Atlanta. So this guy is he's the interim chief. Boy, what do we do here?
What happened to the last chief? Where is he at these days? Man, he's getting a sub sandwich.
Was the last chief like a nigger woman that she just had to like run away from the job because like Atlanta was burning down?
I can't remember. I know this happened in one city. I don't know if it was Atlanta, but I do remember that story.
We've seen numerous times throughout the year where an argument leads to gunfire, and now we have someone dead.
Dead over mayonnaise. You can see where the bullets...
Look at this nigga, he's laughing. He's like, all these people, they don't know what this is about, right? Like, what is that guy laughing about?
He's about to make himself a sandwich.
Look at this nigga's... This fucking guy,
he's probably telling some joker over there, like, I'm going to make a sandwich here. You're not going to shoot me if I put so much mayonnaise on it, are you?
He just keeps... This guy's in good spirits.
One dead.
Dead over mayonnaise. You can see where the bullets pierced through the front of this restaurant. Al Robinson is also a co-owner and says the victims were very
Al Robinson.
Young and star employees.
And you pull out a gun and just shoot somebody over a sandwich? That's ridiculous.
That's your people, man.
How does that
like
even
this
happen?
This is an isolated thing. They do it all the time. How many times the niggers... shoot up like a Burger King, a McDonald's, like
McDonald's
every day.
That's how you know you're going to be willing to shoot a McDonald's is if you pronounce it McDonald's. That means you're willing to kill. McDonald's.
My heart just breaks right now.
Yeah. Does it? What happened here?
Over a sandwich.
Say that,
little
never,
audio error
never
there.
Have tears or anything. My heart is broken right now.
But yes, ridiculous. Police say arguments that escalate into gunfire is one of the leading causes of homicide so far in the city this year. Now, the victims' identities have not yet been released. And
what can you even say?
There's a lot to be said. Okay, so it's not gang violence.
It's just
not gang violence.
It's just like hoes mad violence. Like somebody literally just gets mad. Two Sun men are having an argument. All right, now someone's going to die. I mean, isn't that every shooting anyway?
What, was it even an argument? I don't know what happened here. For all I know, he takes a bite of the sandwich, goes into a fucking monkey rage, and just starts shooting.
Well, now it's like, now I have to update my drops. I just updated. I just put the architecture drop in. Architecture, I need to change into arguments. I got to get the old Monty Python skit. I'm here for an argument. Oh. I'm sorry. This is gunshot wounds.
Police are saying about the suspect in this case. We'll have that part of the story. It's coming up in the next half hour, Fred.
Workers shot. Oh, is this like a communist thing? These were workers? I guess that makes sense. Well, they must have been black if they're workers, right? Well, they're not showing us the victims, are they?
One was shot to death. The other, I think, is incredibly
innocent.
Yeah. So many folks have gone by this area not far from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. A life lost.
Mercedes-Benz Stadium? They should change the Chrysler 300 Stadium.
President Camacho Stadium.
I didn't know they had Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta.
No, I mean, that makes sense.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Over a
it's like 100,000 mile used Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's what it really is.
It's right next to Lexus Memorial Hospital.
Oh my God.
In which another life in jeopardy because of it. People just need to calm down and relax a bit. All right, thank you.
Just calm down. Everybody calm down. Nigga, I am calm. I got too many condiments on this damn sandwich. Don't tell me to calm down. People need to calm down. Oh, we have an update. Oh, here's the Sun, man. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. I have to watch an ad about removing scratches from my bumper. Oh, man, this is a 30-second ad. That's brutal. Don't they know I'm trying to do a podcast here? I'm not just trying to watch the local news from Hotlanta.
But so the thing is, what kind of sociological critique can you do here? Like, it's not gang violence. It's not related to drugs. It's not related really to socioeconomic factors.
They're not going to calm down. You're not giving them any reason to calm down. Like, they're allowed to do this.
If you are willing to kill somebody over too much mayonnaise on a sandwich, what can I really do to stop you from killing?
We got ourselves a face we can actually relate to. He put the white shirt on. And it's only coming out the left speaker. Oh, my God. This is professional television shit.
All right, Deputy Chief Charles Hampton, Jr.
Can I put this in
I'm
mono?
Here to provide an update on a homicide that we had at this location yesterday. Shortly after 6:30.
I'm really sorry, everybody. I can't stand it when it's audio out of one side like this.
To the victim in this case, the victim was a 26-year-old female who was here at work, and we also had another victim who's 24 years of age who also was shot and injured, who's currently in critical condition. I am here to announce that we did make an arrest.
Oh,
we made an arrest late yesterday evening of a 36-year-old male out of Atlanta. As stated before, I won't release the name as right now because it's still an ongoing investigation.
We're still trying to figure out how to spell it.
It's still got 36 years
old. We can't release the name yet. It's got a lot of high commas and QU sounds.
That's not even a young Sun Man. It's a Sun Man. It's almost as old as I am.
Well, this is one of the little known secrets. Like, I know Mike always says there's like a certain age when they get to, they're just not going to die. But it's like the thug life never stops. Like, they're always. It's like, wow, you all right there? Damn, you must be sick. It's like once they hit that status of like I'm a street level thug and I shoot people, like that never really ends. It never goes away because you're just surviving.
If you ain't calmed down at the age of 36, you ain't never gonna calm down.
No, if you don't calm down, if they don't calm down by like 22, it's never going away. Like that's how it goes. Because I remember there was I know it's not like the greatest source for like, but it's a decent source for zookeeping niggers, I guess. But I remember like Judge Joe Brown. Remember we used to talk about him, that TV show? They would have the small claims and like divorce cases on during the day. I remember they had this dude on, and he looked like DMX or something. He had a big hoodie on, and I can't remember what stupid like juvenile crap he was like in front of Judge Joe Brown for. But Judge Joe Brown is trying to lecture him about how he's acting, and it's like, and he said he was like 47 years old, and he carried himself and spoke like a 22-year-old on the streets just doing this shit. It's like why are you? You're wasting your breath, Judge Joe Brown. This is a Sun Man. This is a fully realized, fully matured Sunman.
It's like George Floyd. I mean, did George Floyd ever get his life together?
No, it never happens. No matter how hard they tell you, he's trying.
And we still need to provide some information and get some information.
So they've made an arrest. They're not releasing a name. So that's not. It's probably not worth going any further with that. Like, release the name because you know the name is fucking John Quavius.
Well. The messed up thing, though, is that's the first story that I saw today. Yeah. And somebody pointed out there's an entire feed of related stories.
Just get like the Sun.
This one next.
You just get the Sun News. Yeah, this one. Is this the one you told me about?
This one.
Yeah, here we go. This is some Sun violence right here. How many ads? Oh, there's no ads on this one. They must have paid it forward from the other. So should I just play this or?
I haven't watched the video. We can play it and see what happens.
All right. Mother charged.
This is Georgia.
This is a good one. This is again. Wait, let me get the drop.
White people.
This is literally an architecture story. There is literally there's a problem here with architecture. So I'm gonna need to. We're gonna have to beg the question. You know what the question is?
What's the deal with architecture?
Wow, that was very loud. I apologize. It's because these website videos are so low. I had the shit up loud. So this is good. What's the deal with architecture? Oh, okay. All right. So loud, it's muted.
Never know.
So quiet, it was muted.
Tonight, an update on a tragic story we've been following here all weekend long. A mother now in the Paulding County Detention Center tonight, accused of stabbing her own children while their home burned.
You can't talk over the punchline like that, Alex.
Children while their home
Come on.
Detention center tonight, accused of stabbing her own children while their home burned.
So the house is on fire, and this negress stabbed her kids.
Keep going with this, because I want to see if there's... obviously, the question is, was the house on fire, and then the stabbing started, stabbing starts, and then you set the house on fire. What happened?
Did the kids set the house on fire, and that was their punishment, getting stabbed?
That's what I was wondering.
Was there too much mayonnaise on anything in the house, in the room? Was there? Hold on. We have to pause for a momentary break. Stop. Okay, now we're back. It's been a half hour. Sorry about that. All right. So yeah, was there too much mayonnaise on anything? That's the big question.
Three of them have now died.
What happened?
Then tonight,
maybe
we're learning
more about.
Sandwich
was being constructed.
Wait, so she killed
more
three.
About them. So we're learning now died. And
oh my god, this is the worst.
Tonight,
all I was trying to do was rewind
Alden
a little bit.
County detention.
But it, like, as you rewind, it automatically plays. Like, I know, I just wanted to wind back a few seconds. So three of her kids are dead, and they're not dead from fire; they're dead from her stabbing.
Center tonight, accused of stabbing her own children while their home burned. Three of them have now died, and tonight we're learning more about them.
It's sad. It's real sad. Why would somebody do that to some children?
It's a question neighbors in this Paulding County neighborhood will be asking for years after police say a mother stabbed her own children while their home burned in a fire.
So that's a nigger home right there? Is it like a two-family?
That's what I'm wondering about here. That's like this nice colonial. It's got an enclosed garage.
This house is like a couple exits down the highway. Like, you shouldn't, like, there shouldn't be niggers in this house. There shouldn't be. They used to have like covenant agreements. This wouldn't happen. Like, this neighborhood, McNabb, I'm sure you would say, and you'd be right, this neighborhood was specifically constructed to not have niggers in it. Like, that's how it came to be. This was like, hey, white people, you want to escape? Where is this? I can't remember where this was. You want to get out of whatever city these niggers
are? Georgia.
Georgia. You want to get out of... Let's not use Atlanta. What's another city? They have another city there? They have like Athens or something? Athens, Georgia? You want to have your like Battle of Thermopylae somewhere else? That was a joke.
I was just watching 300 the other night, actually.
So, this neighborhood was constructed to avoid sun people. And now it's got sun people who burned their houses down and stabbed their kids inside. And then you have a guy, another neighborhood sunman, commenting on how sad it is. It's like, well, no, it's like who killed this neighborhood? Like, how did you get here?
They bring the kids out dead, and she's still alive and unhurt.
Willis Hayes. Imagine living in that neighborhood next to Willis Hayes.
House. The Paulding County Sheriff's Office.
I like how they focus on, like, the fucking failed vinyl siding. That's pretty funny.
The soffit has been destroyed by the flames.
Now tells us three of those children died.
Oh!
We've now learned they were 9 months old, 3 years old, and 5 years old.
How are you going to stab a nine-month-old?
Baby.
Holy shit. She must have been mad about Roe v. Wade.
Police say four other children survived the attack.
Got a little background information on Paulding County is where this happened.
Yeah, yeah,
69% white. It's 19% black. So the blacks are moving out into the county.
And she had seven kids in that house.
Seven kids.
So that's why you need houses that big when you got seven kids and you stab. You only kill three of them. Are the other did the other four get stabbed, or are they just like were just neglected?
I'm just surprised that she had seven children. I mean, abortion has been legal up until very recently.
You say four other children survived the attack at the home, but one remains in critical condition. Police identified the children.
Darlene Brister. Malice murder.
Yeah, what the fuck is malice murder?
So, is that like an enhanced, like, down south, we have niggers here?
Well,
like,
I killed you, but there was no malice. I just murdered you.
Maybe is that like...
I wanted you to die, but there was no malice intended.
It's like Michael Malice murder?
It's like Mike Malice.
You're murdered with, like, don't confuse with Mike Ma. Mike Malice is, like, this Jewish guy that does, like, pretend edgy conservative stuff.
Children's mother is 40-year-old Darlene Brister and charged her with two counts of malice murder. Neighbors tell us the family moved to the home.
Wait, didn't she kill three kids and only two malice murders?
The family moved
to the home?
And charged her with 30-year-old addition. Police identified the children's mother as 40-year-old Darlene Brister and charged her with two counts of malice murder.
What about the other
neighbors one? Neighbors tell us the family moved to the home on Woodwind Drive in Rockmart about 5 years ago, but say Brister kept to herself. They can't understand why a mother would allegedly want to harm her own children.
When I walked all right, out so the door, there you go.
Can't understand. Why do they have such a hard time understanding sun people? Why would a sun person murder you over mayonnaise? Why would a sun person murder her children in a house fire?
That answers the question. They moved there 5 years ago, so they were moving one exit down, yep, following the white people.
Yep.
Well, I could see the fire in the house.
And the sheriff telling us it's likely Brister will face even more charges in that case.
Well, I should hope so. She's charged with two counts of murder when she killed three babies. Are they trying to decide if, like, the nine-month-old is a viable fetus or not? Like, if that counts? I mean, I understand black person, viable fetus. I mean, the rules are a little different.
Yeah.
It's like, what are they working on there? That's disgusting. Can we have a little more, like, background? Like, what do you mean the house was on fire and she was stabbing them? Like, I want to know the series of events here. I want to know, is this, like, some voodoo shit? Like, you made artificial sun! Like there's like flames in the house. You can't like abide like the evil spirits of the artificial sunlight inside your home. I'm an artificial sun man. This is an artificial sunlight. I have to stab you. It's a cleansing ritual.
Architecture.
Damn it! I keep leaving that volume all the way up with the architecture thing. Maybe she just didn't like the way the home was built. She didn't like the design. It looked like that. It had that like 60s. Yeah, hey, maybe more recent than 60s, but that like not quite McMansion, but like this is a big nice house. It's like a glorified split level ranch. It's an oversized ranch. It's like a ranch that got like it's like an inflation porn ranch. If we look at that, I'm gonna put this in here. But yeah, this is a. Do we have a problem? Like this is where we're putting niggers. Look at this. This would be a beautiful house. I assume. I mean, this might just be mildew growing on it that was there anyway, but right. Or it might could be or it could be smoke damage, fire damage. I don't know. It's hard to tell with the vinyl siding. But
I noticed the yard has been mowed. That's curious.
Yeah, that's odd.
But blacks usually are not so good at keeping up the landscaping.
Was this like woman just a psycho that was like put in here in storage and someone is like just taking care of everything? Like there was no mention of a fire. Well, obviously, like. This would be a house where there would be a husband in it, would it not?
Yet again, I want to know what proposal would alleviate this kind of violence. What could you do from a systemic approach standpoint to change any of this? Like, apparently, niggers, they go off. They commit absolutely heinous murders, and it's unpredictable.
Well,
it could be the mayonnaise. It could be...
Well, it's not. God only knows what set this one off. You got to use your words a little more carefully. It's not unpredictable. I mean, the exact moment and the exact stimulus for the senseless murder, that detail is unpredictable. But it's not unpredictable that these sun people are going to snap and kill each other or you for what seems like no fucking reason, for something that's like totally outside the bounds of what's imaginable to a normal person. That is entirely predictable, which is why everyone runs away to neighborhoods. That's why neighborhoods like this get built. Because I don't want to be near that anymore, and then you bring them here 5 years ago.
Well, that's the other thing, is this is actually not a bad house. I would live in a house like that. Hell, that house is nicer than the house I'm in right now. So the socioeconomic status is not a factor here.
I mean, that house looks bigger than my house. Yeah. Definitely bigger than my old house, by a lot. Looks like twice the size of my old house. Probably has a two-car garage under there, too. I mean, look at this little bump-out dormer right here. Beautiful.
Yeah. So what's the excuse for the violence? Oh, just you're black.
Okay. Now it's playing again. Sorry. I was trying to look at the house, not the anchor person. God damn. I wonder if Ock is anything on that one.
I haven't checked. That's the thing, too, is Ock has got so much material to cover.
Oh, my God. Fireworks. Fireworks show ignites a two-alarm fire at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Shit is going off in Hotlanta.
I forgot. We got July 4th coming. And people are buying the fireworks.
But no, but I think this is a professional fireworks show. Is that what I'm... So fire officials are working on the cause of the fire in the house. I mean...
They might actually find out, because it looks like this area is still mostly administered by whites.
That would be amazing. So yeah, we've got a. So yeah, this is apparently the footage here. This is a professional looking fireworks show. Do they actually catch the moment where it ignites? Was anybody stabbed during the fireworks fire? Was anyone? Well, I mean, I guess anyone could just get stabbed or shot whether there's a fireworks show or not. Like there's black people out in Atlanta in a public place. God, I would love to be able to zoom in. I mean, you can see a lot of I see black dots for heads. That's not a good. I'd guarantee you want to be nowhere near that.
Yeah.
I'm surprised, I wonder what it's like to even, what's the insurance risk like for something like that? Like, are insurance companies not allowed, has it reached the point where, you can't discriminate in that way? Like, you can't have a sketchy event in a sketchy neighborhood with sketchy people? Like, you can't say that we can't insure that because someone is definitely getting killed, something's definitely getting set on fire. I wonder if they're that point yet. Probably not.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that event went on, so goes to show you, it makes you wonder.
But yeah, so that was my experience in my morning news feed is, black violence. Oh, wow, astonishing levels of black violence. Oh, she killed her children in a burning house. Like, between her and the house fire, she was the deadlier party.
It's absolutely, it's unbelievable. I don't know what to say. It's so crazy. It sounds like something that we made up to be edgy.
Yeah, right?
Sounds like something we made up. Well, anyway.
But the juxtaposition, though, of the way that in the West, particularly in the United States, you see blacks overrepresented in every advertisement,
yeah.
Every piece of media, you see them overrepresented there, and then simultaneously, you also see these stories, just an endless chain of stories like this.
Well, they have always been overrepresented in extremely violent local news stories, and it seems like a problem that they should just be able to solve. Like, I don't understand why they still. Like the old line of if it bleeds, it leads still holds true. It's like why is this memo gotten everywhere except with these little local news stories? Like you just don't put this on TV. I guess I don't know.
It feels like a very deeply schizophrenic country because you look at the racial group that's obviously venerated. I mean, you get the impression that America really does love black people, and then simultaneously you see this horrendous level of violence from them.
Just everyone.
Like, does anyone notice this? Does this get through anyone's head? Do they just happen to? Does it make them reflect for a second when they see these kinds of stories? Like, wait a minute, I think there's something wrong with these people. I mean, I've never felt the compulsion to kill somebody because they put too much mayonnaise on my sub sandwich.
I mean, I've felt that feeling, but there's a long way to go before my sense of decency and being a normal person would I have been frustrated by food service. It happens.
I have never in my entire life kill somebody over food.
No, I've never wanted to kill somebody, but I can identify. I've been in a situation where service is terrible. I have had the wrong things put on my sandwiches. I have received the wrong items. I've had missing items from what I have received. I've never thought you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to open fire. I'm going to burn this person's house down and stab my children. That's what I'm going to do. Never had that compulsion before. It's very sad. It's very sad that no one learns.
And the thing is, as a white person, how do you rationalize what this black person did? How do you do that? You can't relate to it, can't explain it.
Which is
they're just violent animals. Which is the only thing that comes to mind.
Which is why so many of them are getting away with this unfit to stand trial insanity crap right now. It's they literally are insane. So to be mentally unwell is to be black. Like these people just are not. These people are not mentally there. They're not mentally too. And yeah, it's in the answer is probably in how they would say that my expectations of mental health are white supremacy. It's like, yep, yeah. There's a standard there that they can't reach. That's kind of the problem. It's in all things, not just mental.
You would
health,
have to tell yourself a very complicated story just to rationalize how these people aren't apes.
Well, yeah, that's why you tell stories about architecture. You talk about these cheaply built, efficient commercial spaces with ceiling tiles that are kind of ugly, and all they do is tile the ceiling so everyone can see the grid lines so that you can get up there and make repairs.
The drop ceiling.
The drop ceiling, the ceiling tiles. You just see the limited color palette of these places, and it's all just designed just to move people through. It's like, well, yeah, that's the problem, right?
Do you have to have a false consciousness just to get by in America? Just true. To not go crazy.
You it's true. I survive. Concept. I survive on one. I absolutely survive on a false. I live in a false reality. I don't encounter these things in my daily life. I just stay within a little sphere where stuff like this doesn't fucking happen. And the moment that it does happen, if something punctures my little bubble, God knows how I'll react to it. And that's just how everybody is. That's how everybody is. So I have no idea. Like you, I don't do what you do. Like you go out to like little public places to see like the giant fat tards and like the mulattoes everywhere. Like I'm afraid to go hiking. I don't want to go.
I don't see them hiking. I don't see a lot of people hiking. Oh. If I do see somebody hiking, it's most likely going to be a white libtard. But what I do see though is if I go to a public place in the middle of absolute nowhere, I see blacks out there. Just you've got a splash pad. Oh, that's a good place for blacks to be. Let's just have random blacks show up over here. Like I saw some little black kid getting his ass beat by his mom. I don't know if she like stabbed him to death later with a sub sandwich, but
he set the house on fire later.
Yeah, right. It's like
splash pad is probably that's probably the dumbest thing that any municipality has ever come up with. Those are usually public spaces, aren't they? That's usually like city run. Because you know now you've got a place with water, but niggers can't actually drown. Like that is just no fucking good.
Yeah,
that is no. You need to set up a pool, a deep pool, so they're afraid to go near it. Splash pad is just like you've got like the pavement ape. Like now the pavement's just wet, right? And there's like spray. Like and they're like, all right, this is good.
The
pavement.
That's the point. Holler. It's a nigger safe environment because they can't drown.
Because now they can kill everyone.
Yeah,
I wonder how often like has there been any incidents at your nearby splash pad? I would imagine that would just be a regular occurrence of a fucking brawl. I'm surprised no one gets shot.
Not yet, but the thing is, I look at the critical mass of Negroes in the area, and I'm like, there's not many, but it doesn't take many.
No, it doesn't take a whole lot.
It really doesn't take many. Just a few. Just half a dozen, that's all you need.
Yeah.
I mean, what was it like Ock Nation was saying? Like, I just want to go anywhere there's more than like three or four black people?
Yeah. Well, anywhere where there's enough of them where it's like, okay, the idea, like the response time for like police is like a problem. is enough time to like do a lot of damage to a lot of people for four guys. Like, right. That's basically how dangerous it gets. Like you gotta permanently have armed security on, you know, in place there to avoid that outcome.
So. And that's the other thing too. Is like this whole moving one interstate exit down. How long can you do that? I don't think you can do that anymore. They seem to have permeated every fucking municipality.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Every region. There's just little pockets of blacks everywhere.
Blacks and then like beaners seem to follow them. Not even beaners. Just wherever they're like. This is the thing that's always bothered me. Like we've been, you know, we were talking about the town where I worked for a long time, where my family came from. It's like those aren't Mexicans. Like a Mexican is the rarest beaner you see at this point. They come from all kinds of weird little places and countries around that area to do work and whatnot. And they're like the new white people after the blacks sort of destroy a place. Like they come in like locusts. The blacks do. They open up whoever's running the real estate to the idea of turning homes into multifamily dwellings and shitty rental properties and Section 8 and things like that and getting federal payments through so that no one's paying for housing out of their own pocket. And then once the blacks make it so that the whites want to be there, they don't gentrify, they like beantrify. Like these people come in, they'll work working class jobs and they're total fucking goyim, they're total cattle for like micro loans, macro loans. They'll borrow everything they got and they'll leverage themselves all the way up. But they've always got the subsidies to fall back on too. Well, whereas you kind of don't. Like if you yourself, Mr. McNabb, if you were to take out all these loans to have this lifestyle and you fell short, like the opportunities, not opportunities, but the programs aren't there for you that are available for them. There's some, but not like what's available for these people to get. And the trick to that is like, it's not even about tax dollars. Like that's just the MMT in action. That's what it's doing. It's pushing you out. For all you know, you might actually be able to apply for certain things and get it, but because of your foolish white man pride, you never would. These people are just like, oh, there's programs for that. I can get money to like have the air conditioner run at a lower temperature because I'm a beaner. Okay. And so it's just like the system is just printing its own money, giving it to the new goyim beaner Guatemalans that have all these loans to pay back, and that MMT printed money is being paid, is going to pay back these loans. So just printing money and in a roundabout way paying it back to themselves. And then the the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, as they always like to say. They never examine what
they also do this other thing, too. The first-generation Beaners are completely okay with the idea that they're going to put, like, five families in a single dwelling while they all work.
Yeah.
Like, they'll do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Blacks are not going to do anything anywhere approaching that kind of level of, like, cooperation and future-oriented planning. But Beaners will.
Yeah, the first arrival Beaners, like, it's not even families. It's like there will be a flop house where men sleep in shifts, and they're sending money back home until they can get these people up there. Then they start with the multifamily stuff, and then eventually it's on into your suburbs. Like, I remember, never mind, I'm not gonna tell that story too close to home. But like, yeah, there's like they will start moving into the neighborhoods like we looked through. So there's five years of niggers in the neighborhood. That's actually kind of long for this day and age. So I imagine that's going to be a Beaner neighborhood soon. But who knows with the repeal of Roe v. Wade?
The entire American population will just be overrun by blacks.
Yeah, because they don't do things like shoot each other for mayonnaise or stab their children for house fires. I'm not particularly worried about that.
I'm not either. And that's the other thing is, like, this woman had seven children, so I guess the abortion being illegal just had no impact at all on her fertility rate.
Yeah, I guess she wasn't raped all those times. She wasn't carrying rape incest babies. Oh, it's because she's not white.
Right.
Only whites rape each other and have incest. That's why they want abortions. Maybe if she had adequate health care available, that's probably what it was. She did not have adequate health options available to her at the time. Even though, like, no black person is ever wanted for medical attention. In fact, they use medical attention as a taxi service at times, as you can attest to.
Right. Yep.
So.
Yep.
Maybe she just wasn't edumacated in how she shouldn't have babies.
Maybe she just wasn't smart enough or just lacked impulse control. Is that possible? Maybe there's a racial component to this. Maybe a lot of these people that are black happen to be this way. Maybe there's like a statistical correlation between being black and stabbing your children to death or killing somebody over mayonnaise.
Well, I mean, you know, correlation is not causation, though, Alex. So you can't really. It's really unfair for you to draw those parallels. I don't really need to, though.
I can just make the observation and say I don't want to be around these people.
Well, that's racist. That's your ignorance showing. If you're not surrounded by like thousands of feral, violent Negroes, you may miss the chance to, like, encounter the one that has something very special about him that you would not be able to find anywhere else. Like the one that doesn't stab his kids during the house
I'm
fire.
Willing to concede there are exceptional blacks out there.
So
sure they exist.
But the question is, why are you so willing to shut them out of the life, not even give them a chance? I mean, why wouldn't you? You would dull your life experience, your entire life, by not allowing this vibrancy around you. You're not willing to tolerate a little bit of house fire stabbing, a little bit of random shooting, a little bit of a threat of being robbed at gun or knife point in your neighborhood, in your walkable neighborhood, just on the off chance that there might be a Thomas Sowell in the crowd somewhere that could talk economics with once in a while.
To get to that Thomas Sowell, I have to make my way through a crowd of machete-wielding, gun-toting niggers.
Well, you've got a crowd of Willie Hortons.
I mean, the juice is just not worth the squeeze here.
That's not my fault. You're going to think of a good hair product to make that joke instead of like the Jerry Curl. Jerry Curl is not worth the squeeze. The relaxant. Never relaxant.
Never relaxant.
The hair never relaxes. Oh man! So there's gifts here for you in the mail, but I don't want to show them off until Mike's here to join us because we got such nice stuff in the mail the other day. So I'm just putting this out there so no one thinks that I forgot. There's a whole pile of shit on the couch behind me. Some gifts for you and the kids, which is very nice. Don't worry, you'll find out soon. Then I'll have to forward it to you.
I hope it's mayonnaise.
It's not mayonnaise. So we'll have to find the guy that mailed you the gifts, and we'll have to shoot him because it's not mayonnaise. It's definitely not mayonnaise. Anyway, we're getting ready to take a break here. It's been almost an hour. This is enough. We started late. I'm still pissed enough.
I'm sick. Mike is sick.
You're
right?
Sick. I had a really bad weekend. You know what I did this weekend? I probably told you. I don't know if I told you or not. My son and I sealed the driveway on Saturday.
Oh.
Driveway seal. It took nine 5 gallon buckets of driveway seal to seal this driveway.
Is it still tacky or is it completely?
Well, that's
dry?
Where I'm getting. Well, I mean, first of all, it completely destroyed my back. I did squats on Friday, and I had that little back tweak that I get once in a while. That went away and was replaced by, oh my god, I'm dragging 5 gallon buckets uphill and pulling the broom around in the heat. I made the mistake of I drank a beer while I was doing it. That was really
good. I don't know
why I did. Well, I was thinking like I'm outside. I'm doing cardio here, so that means I can drink beer and have like pizza, right? Okay, we're gonna work it all off. This is our reward, our great reward, gentlemen. And then, then the stuff never dried, and then it rained last night. So I'm fucking just thrilled.
What does it look like now?
Most of it's fine, but there's a couple spots that were we must have over applied. There's a couple spots that were really thick.
Yeah.
It's bad.
See where I live. What they like to do is they apply a very similar substance like that to the roadway, and they pour gravel over the top of that. It's called chip seal.
Yeah.
And they think this magically means that you can now drive on that road for the next 20 years. It'll be fine. It'll be totally fine now.
Oil.
Put your chip seal down. You're good to go. Doesn't matter that the chip seal is going over broken chunks of pavement that are completely separated from each other. It's fine. Just chip seal it. It'll be all right.
That is a terrible. Like I saw them doing that to a road around here once. I thought that was like a step they do, like in between. Like, okay, this means like this is like a coat of primer.
Nope.
We're gonna pave it any minute. I was like, oh, they're just leaving this like this. Okay. It's basically like gravel has been glued to the roadway. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
It said there was a sign like fresh oil and chips. I was like, oh, I'm starving. Seed oils and chips. Give it up. Get some Cheetos, some Fritos, whatever. Yeah,
it's actually a fresh undercoating for your car. Now you've got the black sticky asphalt with gravel stuck to it all over the undercarriage of your vehicle. It's wonderful.
Well, the state probably gets to use the good shit. What I've got going on here, like, yeah, it smells like tar, but it washes off with soap. So it's acrylic. It's like, what good? Why did they put like this the asphalt scent in there? It's like there's an essential oil in this acrylic. Like it's just basically black paint that goes on the driveway. I'm so pissed. So pissed. There's like two spots. And of course, Patchy went and ran right through it. Eddie, you can yell at. Eddie, be like, no, no driveway. And he'd be like, all right, I'm going to go shit over here. Patchy's just like, he just runs right through it.
Right through it and then goes inside and like jumps on the couch?
Well, no, because we didn't let him in. We intercepted him on the front porch and then he had to give his feet like a bath. And he's a fucking autistic weirdo. You can't touch his feet. He gets all mad. But eventually he just surrendered. It's like, you ran through the acrylic tar, sir. Now I have to scrub it off with soap and water because this tar is really potent stuff. The soap and water takes it right off, which is good for the rain when the rain hits the driveway. So my back is fucked. My leg is fucked from like planting my foot. And it's still not done. It's basically like it's drying up now. So even though I did it Saturday, it's like the drying counter starts now. It's as if I just did it now. It's as if I just finished it today because of the dampness. I'm so pissed. Whoever heard of an acrylic product that doesn't dry in like 45 minutes? Just me. So that's that. At least I didn't run short, though. So when we come back in a few moments, I have, if you haven't seen it over at thecolonreport.com yet, we have the video of Mike owning a libtard epic style on the street at their protest act, the NJP protest action that happened in Akron.
I'm looking forward to that action. And also, it goes without saying, like, why is it that people are showing up to counter protest a protest about a murder? What is wrong with you? Why are you showing up and then attempting to denigrate the people that are having a protest?
Yeah, I mean, apparently the rules are you can't be upset about a murder if you have certain political outlooks, then it's invalid. It's invalid. Because no one would ever politicize like tragedy and murder. Like it's just, this. We don't live in a country where their intelligence agencies don't just regularly slaughter people for the furtherance of their political philosophy or goals. You can call it a philosophy, just political goals. It would be terrible. It'd be terrible if like the people came up with, wanted to point out tragic incidents, be like, this would be, these kind of things wouldn't happen if we were getting our political goals, if our political people were running things. This is a thing that would be avoided. No. No, that's not allowed. I'm going to counter-protest that. And you have to be like an ugly, fat tranny with the weirdest color hair possible for that counter-protest to actually be effective. That's how it has to go. I'm surprised anybody showed up to that one, though, because like when they're all busy like doing the pussy hat thing this weekend. So kind of my hats, my pussy hats off to the Antifa counter-protesters that took the time out from pretending they couldn't kill babies anymore in this country to kind of acknowledge the bigots that want this white kid's murder to be prosecuted as a hate crime. Yeah. Severely beaten to death by, what, yeah, six
lot,
or seven
a
niggers?
A lot to be said here. A lot to be said here. It's like, what is it that they're protesting at the moment? Can't kill their babies that they were never going to have anyway because no one in their right mind is ever going to sleep with them?
Yeah. We're going to stop fucking you, okay? Please do. All right. So let's take a quick break. We'll post this hour one. I'll post the bite-sized TDS mini videos of 30 minutes each, and then have a little bit of lunch, and we'll come back and finish up.
You are listening episode 9/11. To the Daily Shower, as racist and sexist as they can be. We're going to offend you, isn't it funny? La, 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 la.
Hey, who's that guy?
Obviously a racial crime because
that's good.
He's a white kid. You didn't hear about that? You live in Akron? Yeah. You know what they're talking about? Yeah. So he was a white kid that was beaten to death by, there was an altercation between two groups of black teens. I guess you say teens, as they always say. He was beaten to death. His skull was crushed. And it was obviously a racial crime because he was the only one that died. And they beat him to death and dragged him out of his car, beat him to death, stole his car so he couldn't make it to the hospital. And the police chief came out and said right away before he did an investigation that there's no way there's any racial motive involved in this at all, and they're not going to even be investigated before they even did an investigation. So we're here to demand that if, when supposedly there's racial crimes against blacks, which are practically non-existent, there's hate crime charges in those cases, that we simply want equal treatment for white people. I mean, you would have to agree with me, right? That white people would be the only thing that would be the same. Here's the immune test. No, that wasn't a hate crime. That was a police. Well, you think that Derek Chauvin hated him? He was a police officer. He was a drug addict that was resisting arrest, and he died of a heart attack. That's actually what he died of, or whatever he died of. Like, you think he was murdered? Because you think he was murdered because Derek Chauvin hates blacks? What's your evidence? Well, okay, but I'm not asking how you know that. Do you always, does the jury make the right decision in every case? Was OJ innocent? So then the jury can make a mistake, right? Okay, fine. So how do you know they didn't make it in this case?
They about 6 feet apart.
Derek Chauvin murdered.
Why? Form like a chainsaw pattern.
Is there any possibility he overdosed on drugs?
Probably not.
And you think that, what happened? You can lie to me. Are you against that?
I have no idea what happened.
Well, yeah. I'm telling you what happened. Do you think I'm lying?
Why is that person that works back in front of the jury?
So you think I'm lying? Look it up.
I am not lying.
Okay. Do you think I'm lying?
I don't know.
So you don't know one way or the other. Do you believe that white people are ever victims of violence from black people that's based on race?
Probably.
Okay, but you think that's wrong?
Yes.
Okay, so then you're with us.
Do I think it's happening?
No. But in theory, no, hold on. In theory, it would be wrong for a white person to be a racial victim of black
justice
violence, correct?
For Ethan.
Okay, then you agree with
justice
that.
Justice for
so the
Ethan.
Only issue then
justice
is that you think we
Ethan.
Might be mistaken.
Justice for
you
Ethan.
Think we might be mistaken
justice
in our characterization of this case, right? That's
justice
the only issue.
For Ethan. Justice 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 for Ethan.
What do you mean by
justice that? For Ethan.
You know what that's
justice
you know
for
that's
Ethan.
You guys might
justice
well
for Ethan.
Justice I did carry it.
Oh, you did.
I don't
justice
have a problem with it.
Ethan.
Like, what? Why shouldn't we say stop
justice
anti-white hate crime?
Justice for
like, why shouldn't
Ethan.
We say that?
Justice for
you need, like, dude, white people,
justice
should white people be
Ethan.
Hated?
Justice for
so why
Ethan.
Shouldn't we say anti-white
justice
hate?
For
were you guys
Ethan.
Out here
justice
last
for
summer,
Ethan.
Summer of
2020? I demand justice!
Fucking ass.
white people do not have any objective privileges given to them by the state.
Justice for
Black people are given favoritism by the state in every case.
Justice for Ethan.
Well, what would happen?
Justice for Ethan.
You don't think white people are
privileged? Justice for Ethan.
White people are absolutely, not only are not privileged, white people are objectively discriminated against, and they're the only racial group that is objectively discriminated against. Yes.
Wow.
Now, you're saying wow, but the question is, are you saying that based on an objective analysis of facts, or are you saying that based on ideology and rhetoric that you've been taught? Because it seems to me that what you're probably most concerned with is whether or not you fit in with society. Because that's what society means. Your school, for example, you went to private school or you did go to private school. What about every corporation in America that put a Black Lives Matter sign? What about every school, every single institution that is doing Black Lives Matter signs? On behalf of Frank, a career criminal, you know the George Floyd held a gun up to a pregnant woman?
Justice for Ethan!
He'd been out of jail, and he was high on meth and fentanyl, and he died of a drug overdose when a cop was actually trying to help him. That's what really happened in that case. I know you can't possibly believe that, because you've been, frankly, brainwashed by ideological propaganda. Listen, if you're telling me that you believe this...
Don't talk down to me, because you believe something different than I do. If you want to have a conversation with...
Well, what do you think? Then on what objective facts are you basing your idea that black people are oppressed in this country?
What if all the facts are basing the...
Well, the very fact that a white person was murdered and the police came out and said...
That is one case.
Well, there's multiple cases. What about what happened in Waukesha last year?
Justice for Ethan!
No, no idea.
So you just don't even know. That's another thing. When the the black man drove into the Christmas parade, murdered six people, killed 60 others... There now, and he had said on his social media he wants to kill white people. He had made many social media posts saying that's another case. So now we have two. We have more than two. In Fargo. Fargo 3 weeks ago, a white girl named Jupiter Paulson was murdered by a black, and they were saying that, again, they're trying to give him the... I could go on.
What about the objective study done? The death penalty. What is proportional?
Well, black people do more crime. Well, wait, hold on a second. Hold on a second. You're laughing. That's an objective fact. No. What facts do you have on which to base your claim that black people do not commit more crime than white people?
You're just saying things at me. You don't have any...
No. I have plenty of... Well, I don't have a fucking internet connection on me or my phone. I'm asking you. Have you ever looked into crime rates?
Justice for
Ethan.
Have you?
Yes. Crime is overwhelmingly committed by blacks. Murder is overwhelmingly committed by blacks. Do you feel safe walking? Be honest with me. Walk through an entirely black neighborhood in this city. Do you feel safe? Do you feel safe?
Yeah.
Sure. So every day you walk around, do you feel completely safe? All right. I'll be here if they kill you. I'll be here to protest on your behalf.
Justice for Ethan.
That was good at the end there.
After years of Facebook debate, he was completely prepared.
I know, it was like IRL Facebook.
Yeah.
That was great. I had to rewatch that. I wish it was the OC Auto was a little bit better. That's so indicative of the fucking conversation itself. That was like the like mewling libtard. Mealy mouth, like he doesn't project. You can't hear any of the stupid things he says. You just hear Mike.
He's got his hands in his pockets. His shoulders kind of rolled down.
Completely no confidence in anything he says. Just sarcastically laughs. It was, well, blacks do more crime. And then he just starts laughing. It's like, why are you laughing?
Are doing more crime and you're laughing.
And you're laughing. He thinks it's funny and he's tired of pretending it's not. I don't know. That was pretty good. I enjoyed that. That was so...
Maybe he's a fan of the mayonnaise killings. Maybe he likes that. Maybe he agrees that the too much mayonnaise on these sub sandwiches, it's about time somebody stood up for the people.
Well, mayonnaise is like symbolic of white supremacy, right? That's white people food. I mean, maybe there was supposed to be no mayonnaise at all. Like, maybe that's when the mayonnaise killings will stop. It was when the mayonnaise is all gone.
Well, someone on my Telegram actually had flawless logic on this. They're like, this wouldn't have happened if there had been mayonnaise. It's white people's fault if you think about it.
Well, yeah.
Same thing with these killings over shoes. I mean, if it wasn't for white people, that wouldn't happen either. They wouldn't have any shoes to fight over. You wouldn't have a house to burn down if white people hadn't been behind creating all these houses.
Yeah, that's true. You wouldn't have a house.
There would have been no knife to stab your kids to death with.
Well, in Africa, they still managed to like burn things and kill each other with it. Like, I guess the white people created the tires they necklace each other with. So I guess they're, like, once again.
Oh no, that's white people.
What?
You know they're not making tires over there now.
Yeah.
There is no nigger factory where a bunch of niggers have got their shit together and they're making tires. You know it's not happening.
Yeah. What do they do before white people tires to burn each other? Do they just, like, the old fashioned way, they just use a tree? Do they know how fire works? That's the thing. Like, I'm surprised they can figure out fire. But I guess they know about gasoline. They know about tires. Would they be doing, like, would they start a flame with, like, friction and, like, a bunch of, like, twigs and some underbrush and then kindle and then build that up? But then throw, like, the nigger woman into it that needs to have her, like, her the evil spirits burned out of her body or the AIDS cured? I don't know. Kind of wild. Kind of wild to think about what they would have done without gas, without petrol. Petrol and tires. So, I don't know. So that was, so you can read on the Coleman Report. I think there was also coverage at the Hyphen Report about the Akron protest action took place. Also, FTN over the weekend, Jazz and Warren did a lot of hype man coverage. It came out really good. You can check that out as well. And I assume on Strike and Mike tomorrow, because we got, you know, this is where the epic striker pose came from. That's in the background. A striker pose. There's nothing to it. There's a ton of good memes going around. Did you see he's on Abbey Road? There's one where he's walking into Peter Griffin's. Oh my God, it's Eric Stryker of the NJP. That one was great. There's a whole bunch. Good meme template. You can, of course, make
the Stryker memes have evolved over the years. There's always been Stryker memes, but they keep getting better.
Oh, there's one of him. There's one of him walking away from a wheelchair, and the caption says, "It's a miracle."
That's my favorite.
That's a good one. I don't know how that one, like, became, like, a serious thing. There was people that really thought he was wheelchair-bound. It's just like when people thought Borzoi was really a Chinese man. It's like, how do these people...
They still think that.
Oh, really?
They still think that. They still believe that.
Mm-hmm. It just makes me wonder, like, does a nigga actually believe that? Or is this thing... There's, like... Is there anything, like, performative about saying you believe, like, a really stupid thing on the internet? I mean, that's the big question, right?
Yeah. So,
I don't know. There's all kinds of asshurt on Twitter over the weekend. Let's see if I can find some.
Asshurt about the protest or asshurt about the
protest? Oh, what is this? I missed this. I remember this girl's name. WNBA star Brittany Griner appears in Russian court.
She was kept in Russia over something. I forget exactly what it was she did.
She had weed on her. you fucking dumb nigger.
Weed mayonnaise.
So they're having it. I hope they just treat her the way the blacks used to be treated. Just lock her up. Just fucking, like, that's so funny.
Yeah. It's especially great because, you know, this racial justice system actually holds any water over there. So they're just going to do what they want.
So this is a weird one.
I mean, like, is the United States going to go to war with Russia over one nigger?
Most likely.
Might.
So I'm just going into Twitter now, and I'm looking for some Roe v. Wade stuff, and I've got this one, the Swindled Podcast. I don't know what that is, but this was sent by a good Twitter account. Forcing you to have children is the most efficient way to replace the ones that get slaughtered at school. Now, I was confused at first because I'm not TV Ray, so I think that refers to children getting slaughtered in school shootings. I don't think these people are referring to the most common way of getting slaughtered at school, which is blacks being there and slaughtering you and then getting away with it. I think this has to do with basically the FBI mass shootings that occur in public places lately.
Getting slaughtered by the local blacks at the basketball court. Getting slaughtered because you're working a summer job at the subway and you get blasted.
Getting slaughtered by mommy while your house is on fire.
Yeah.
So. Pop star Pink demands pro-life Americans to never fucking listen to my music again. Has anybody listened to Pink in like 10, 15 years? Like, she was already rough looking to start off with. She had this manly, like, not good look to her. I can only imagine it's gotten worse as she's gotten older. But I can't remember the last. I don't even know any songs.
There was some other washed up band that was in the headlines recently. Was it Green Day?
Yeah, he was renouncing. He said Billy Joe was renouncing his citizenship over Roe v. Wade. Again, it's just like I don't know the details if there's any such. I mean, I think there's more to it. I remember my anarcho capitalist colleagues. I should say comrades. Back in the aughts, they would claim that it was it was not possible to renounce U.S. citizenship. Like, no matter what you did, if you left...
America's forever.
Well, yeah, their
America's eternal.
Their accusation was if you left America, didn't want to live here, like, the IRS was still going to want you to pay taxes no matter where you were, no matter where you made your money. It's like, no, you owe taxes to Uncle Sam. Like, that was like an anarcho-capitalist, like, libertarian... probably made up thing, but I don't know. Like, I don't think it was as simple as like, here's my passport. I'm not a citizen anymore. It's like, well, you may not be a citizen, Goy, but you're still a taxpayer. You still have to offset the inflation we're doing. So
I got to look up the date of this album. I remember when American Idiot came out, the Green Day album.
Oh, that was during the Iraq War.
Yep.
That's
what I thought it was. It was September 21st, 2004. It was right around the time that I was in a really nasty car crash and I was in the ICU.
Ouch.
And they kept playing that fucking song over and over again, Wake Me Up When September Ends.
Yeah.
Like, constantly. I must have heard it at least a dozen times.
Yeah, that song is a huge hit. It's everywhere. I hear it in my head now. People ask me to parody it and stuff.
I hate that song. Man, I fucking hate that song. But it's her album. It was gay. Don't want to be an American Idiot. Well, I guess he's not anymore.
I mean, he's the quintessential American Idiot. Quintessential. I mean, I wonder if you even understand. I don't know. It's such a far gone discussion. Yeah,
he's still stuck in like that 20-year loop too, thinking about the George W. Bush fascist presidency, American imperialism.
Well, just like. Does he put together the thing like if this government prevents you or makes it slightly more difficult to slaughter infants, I can't be a citizen of that country. In protest, I must leave. Or did you see that the one I was looking for was the picture of that Jewess that was at one of the protests. She's 9 months pregnant. Her due date is like Saturday, and she has not yet human written on her baby bump, and she's like just has her belly exposed, and it has a kid with her. And then there's other pictures of family with children, like, no one should be forced to endure this, meaning, like, no one should have this forced upon them. It's like, your two children?
Yeah. It's just demons.
Here's one. Hey, women. Let's see, can we get this on screen here?
She should have that photo on her mantle, though.
Mm. Hey, women. If you had an abortion paid for by a conservative Republican, name them. Mine, he was married, in his 30s, wealthy. I was early 20s, single mom of two. He paid for three abortions. 1993. His wife was the wealthy one, engineer for AT&T. He owned a landscaping, I guess, company. Did you know he was married when you were having sex with him? And she wrote, dude, he knew he was married. Don't ever place an affair on the one not married. Oh, boy.
I just went to Billy Joe Armstrong's Twitter. And he's got this.
Well, hold on. Let's not brush past this. I mean, this is assuming that this bitch isn't lying about every single aspect of the story.
I'm just going to assume she's lying.
You what?
I'm just going to assume she's lying because I saw other stuff going around. Like, there was a.
Yeah. Well, even if not, dude, like, this is basically like, yeah, you can't be a slut like this anymore. I mean, you're a single mom of two having an affair with a married man and gets three aborted. Like, it's like, well, now that outcome's not possible anymore, is it? Now you're just not going to have an affair with a married man because what if you have to get an abortion? Oh, but I forgot we're in America. You can go to 47 states and still get abortions. I'm sorry. You'll have to drive. I guess she's from Texas. So Texas is like the biggest state that I'm surprised at. Like, they're going to have no abortions as far as I know from what I saw. I just assumed that they would cuck out on that, but I was wrong.
I mean, don't they have a bunch of Mexican Catholics there anyway? It seems like it was going to be inedible.
Yeah, that's part of it as well. What were you going to say, though? I cut you off to get that last dig in at sluts. Like, sorry.
There was some sort of screenshot of a screenshot where people were talking about how life used to be pre-Roe versus Wade, and then there are all of these descriptions of stuff that never happened, like getting pregnant and having to do like a coat hanger style abort, just nonsense. And I'm reading this stuff, and I'm like, I wonder what the actual history of this time period was. What did it actually look like? pre-Roe versus Wade. I'm sure there weren't that many abortions.
Well, pre-Roe versus Wade, like, abortion was illegal in a lot of places. Or it was legal in a lot of places, as far as I know. I don't know how many states had laws for it or against it, but I know there wasn't. I know it was not zero. Abortion laws pre-Roe v. Wade, chicken swing. Oh, this is NPR.org. Oh, this must be really good. So, but this is from, all right, May 20th, 2019. So hopefully this little report is not going to be twinged with the hype from over this past weekend. Oh, there were okay, over the weekend, hundreds of people marched in Alabama state capitol in Montgomery, protesting what is now the nation's most restrictive abortion law. So there's going to be a little shit on this one. We had a patchwork system where women in certain places, like New York and in certain areas, for example, cities, had much better ability to be able to get a licensed provider and to afford a provider than women who lived in rural areas. So even in 1971, women who lived in rural Louisiana had very little ability, often, to be able to get to afford to get to New York. And I think that's one thing I see coming back, is returning this period where geography matters tremendously, and women in certain states will have the ability to exercise the right to abortion, while it's quickly disappearing and diminishing for women in rural states, and states have a higher proportion of African Americans. So that's as deep as we dive into that. Thanks, NPR.
Oh, so I guess we're going to do the thing where it's racist to take abortion away from these blacks.
Yeah. Scholars will probably never be able to answer the question with precision because the procedure was illegal. But the procedure wasn't illegal. You just went on, say, like in New York, it was legal. Scholars estimate between 20 and 25% of all pregnancies ended in abortion before Roe v. Wade. I find that very hard to believe. That seems.
I don't know if I believe that.
I don't believe that at all.
You just said it was hard to determine this, and then, I think it was 20 to 25%. Yeah, 25%. Nah, 30%, that sounds good. 40 is definitely 40%.
I think, because I think the picture a lot of people have maybe in their head is a back alley abortions of women using coat hangers or drinking rat poison to induce abortions. Well, why do people have that picture in the back of their head? Because you're on here painting it again.
Right.
You're telling me that between 1 in 4 and 1 in 5 pregnancies end in abortion in a country where...
Imagine that. You put out this sensationalist media depiction of something, and this is what comes to people's minds now. Gosh, what a surprise.
Oh, boy. Oh, so now I'm at Cosmopolitan. Oh, let's read Cosmo.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Yeah.
That's going
to
be really
safe,
good.
Legal abortions, all women. What it was like to perform abortions before Roe v. Wade. Two doctors were...
Why do they always have this phenotype, even back then?
I don't want two doctors to tell me their sob stories about how hard it was to slaughter children in the womb. I want to know what it was actually like for people. Like, what access was like. How many people...
A doctor is a source of more authority?
I want to know how many people wanted to get this done. I don't think this was... How much had it occurred to women that, like, I should be able to have this final backstop of, like, killing the child because I want to fuck all the time?
Hmm.
I don't know. Call me. I mean, there was a lot of stuff changed. Like, there's a perspective problem that I myself can't get over. That's why I bring it up. The difference between me and, like, the libtards that talk about this stuff is, like, I acknowledge that it's there and I don't know if I'm right or not. But people act as if the sexual revolution never happened and this is just how things always were. They act as if, like, you know, people act like, you know, Muslims with their burqas, like, this is something that's like, no, that's maybe like. I mean, we had the equivalent of burqas in this country. Women were dressed head to, it was scandalous to show wrist or ankle. And we may not have had the face mask thing going on, but Jesus Christ, like the amount of skin that you could show without, I mean, look at bathing suits from 60, 75 years ago, you know, go find photographs of people on the beach. Men were wearing swimsuits. That if a woman today was wearing, you'd be like, ooh, you're a little prude, aren't you? Like, men were wearing these giant onesies and stuff like that back in the day.
Yeah, it's a completely different culture.
Yeah, and it's just like, this isn't so different. So this, like, the idea of a culture completely revolving around sexual desires, especially of women, is just absolutely... And then you can't come in and say, like, start talking about men and misogyny and, like, because... Every meme that we're taught about men with a little bit of power and money abusing women. It's like, that's always Jews. That's like, it's sorry, like Mad Men is for real, except it was Jewish. Slapping girls on the ass in the office, like, get the fuck out of here. So it's sort of like this entire thing revolves around what was going on in New York City. So I assume that this, like, this article is not going to give me anything out of here. It's from 2016. Now they're talking about Trump. I started giving abortions in 1967. I would love to see Dr. Curtis Boyd's early life. See, I'm not sure. I'm not good at this, McNabb. But he's got the choppers. But Boyd, I don't think that's a very Jewish name. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not good at that either.
I got distracted by another video from an abortion protest where they're clutching their pearls about some truck running over some people. And of course, you look at the actual video and it's, well, looks like you have illegally blocked off a street.
Oh, no.
Blocking the road, and someone is attempting to get their vehicle by, and you're swarming their vehicle. Like, this is not a truck attack. We have those, and you don't prosecute those.
Yeah, but that guy just basically just let him off. I mean,
yeah.
People who do it on purpose. I mean, except for James Fields. I guess this guy's going to be like James Fields, so it'll count. Do you have that video there or no? You want to watch that?
I do have the
Yeah, let's drop it in there. So. Unless you want to read some like gross abortion stuff, because I just happened across some really good like gross abortion shit.
Let's do the gross abortion stuff.
Yeah. I started giving abortions in 1967. Some feminist groups began to do menstrual extractions when abortion was still illegal.
What?
Editor's note. A menstrual extraction is a process in which a tube attached to a jar is inserted into a woman's uterus, and then the contents of her uterus are hand pumped through the tube and into the jar. So like that blood transfusion scene in Bram Stoker's Dracula. He's got like the jars and the hoses and the little turn crank. Great. These extractions were originally used to evacuate a woman's period and were therefore legal as long as she was not pregnant.
What?
So it was illegal to do that for an abortion, but I guess you could just like secretly. I never heard of this. Like, do you need to really evacuate a woman's pregnant or a woman's period? Interesting. Since the women were not doctors, they weren't held to any rule. They had to do a pregnancy test before you could do an extraction. It was don't ask, don't tell. There were also some places to get illegal abortion that began to develop outside the country in Japan, Puerto Rico, and Mexico. But it turned out many of these sources were not doctors. They were technicians. We saw a lot of complications in the hospital. I was a doctor in training. Women came in bleeding, fever, incomplete evacuations, perforations. Some of them were quite ill, and occasionally some died. I mean, okay.
Well, if you died, that would be a positive eugenic effect, right? Because that means no more children.
Well, she would get her worse of not having any more babies, I guess. But if she died, dying from a back alley abortion, to me, that's like a... That's a social message that works. It's like, if you do this, there's too much risk. So maybe just address the risk at the other end of the transaction. Fucking.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the incentives of a civilization where this stuff is illegal, it would create, I don't know, maybe something you would want to have, which is a focus on stable relationships, not having sex with rich Republican men.
I will try not to have sex with rich Republican men.
Yeah, right.
We thought a lot of these were spontaneous abortions. You mean like miscarriages, you fucking asshole? We didn't realize all of them were induced. The only reason we know that now is that when abortion was legalized, these cases disappeared. Again, like, I'm supposed to take your word, and I don't. Even if it's true, I don't care. There were probably over 1 million illegal abortions being provided each year in this country. Again, I'm going to press X on any number you got because how you couldn't possibly know. This isn't like black crime where we have statistics and reports. This is a thing you make up to make your argument for the slaughter of children sound better. It's like, oh, you wouldn't want a bunch of women to die in the hospital instead, would you? It's like, how about neither? How about you teach women not to spontaneously evacuate? Teach women not to manually evacuate? Teach women not to go to the back alley for the abortion. Teach women not to fug. Teach women to be virtuous.
Well, the other thing is talking about like having to go across state lines to get an abortion. Well, like I had mentioned North Dakota earlier, they've only had one abortion clinic there in Fargo for 20 years. For 20 years it's been like that.
Hmm.
one clinic in the whole fucking state.
Did they close it down?
It's been closed down.
Is it a Planned Parenthood place? Because I was told several times that only 3% of Planned Parenthood's business is giving abortions. So why would they close down if after this? What if they still have 97% of their business to survive off? Why would they close?
It's in Fargo.
Yeah. So you're going to come up here and do the evacuation, eh?
So they I guess they need money to relocate, and they've been able to collect $500,000 via GoFundMe. $500K to move an abortion clinic.
Where are they going to move to? Canada? Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you've seen, like, there's like a basket of
move it to Africa.
Yeah, there's a basket of companies that all have that, like, BlackRock and Vanguard all have a stake in. They will now pay $4,000 of travel expenses for their employees to go to. This is the other new thing. There's a bunch of companies. They are willing to. They won't pay. You know, there's a reason why. Not maternal leave. I sleep. Travel expenses to go to an abortion friendly state. $4,000. Up to four
that
grand.
That explains that more goth post. I saw you was talking about there's like this, it's kind of like something kind of a Dickens novel, right? Like you're going to grind away in the factory for Mr. Noseberg, and if you need an abortion, we'll pay for it.
Yeah.
You better get back in the factory, though. Or in this case, get to the computer and play around with Excel spreadsheets or whatever it is you're doing.
Let's see. I have this Dick's Sporting Goods. Unfortunately, this is really. Leave it to a fucking. This is how you know you're dealing with a conservative. They take terrible, tiny, impossible to read, low res screenshots, but I got it anyway. Dick's Sporting Goods. A message from Ed Stack and Lauren Hobart. Dear teammates, you are the heart of our business, and we are committed to protecting your health and well being. Today, the Supreme Court announced a decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, removing the federal right to an abortion, leaving the decision up to each state. While we do not know what decision each state will make in response to this ruling, we at Dick's Sporting Goods are prepared to ensure that all teammates have consistent and safe access to the benefits we provide, regardless of which state in which you live. In response to today's ruling, we are announcing that if the state you live in restricts access to abortion, Dick's Sporting Goods will provide up to $4,000 in travel expenses reimbursement. I'm sorry, $4,000 in travel expense reimbursement to travel to the nearest location where that care is legally available. This benefit will be provided to any teammate, spouse, or dependent enrolled in our medical plan, along with one support person. We recognize people feel passionately about this topic, and there are teammates and athletes who will not agree with this decision. However, we also recognize that decisions involving health and families are deeply personal and made with thoughtful consideration. We are making this decision so our teammates can access the same healthcare options regardless of where they live and choose what is best for them. I wonder, like, what they offered for maternity leave.
I was actually just looking at that. They will give you 9 weeks of paid maternity leave, and then if you need more time, you take 4 weeks of unpaid maternity leave. They'll give you a couple months paid, which I don't know what their salaries are.
Dick's Sporting Goods is giving any woman in a state that won't do abortion up to $4,000 travel expenses. Dick's Sporting Goods will be destroyed by God. Their store is named Dick's. Definitely a demon-owned company, and I'm a demon slayer. How are you a demon slayer by sitting around and saying, God's going to clean this up for me?
Yeah.
God's going to clean my country up. It's like, no, it's like there's more of a chance that like Clarence Thomas is going to than God. Duck's Sporting Goods. No, not Duck's, Dick's. Oh, hold on. We got to do a pause here. Pausing. That was close. Went over 32 minutes. I hope that one will still upload, but we're back now. Okay. Let's see. So there's a bunch of, so I've got a list of the companies here that are taking on the same policy. Starbucks, Tesla, based Elon.
Oh, man, some of the comments on this whole Reddit thread about Dick's. This one's great. Dick's will get my business for this. Disney, Sony, Comcast, and Paramount have also announced they'll provide reimbursement.
Hold up. Nigga, if you have to announce just now that you'll go to the mall and buy a fitness equipment, you are not an athlete. You do not have an exercise regimen. You never went to Dick's before. You will never go to Dick's because you are not going to get off your fat ass. If Dick's sold fucking Goy Feed, maybe you'd start. But you are not going to go out of your way to suddenly be like, I need a dumbbell. Like, you're the dumbbell.
I just think it's funny that you say you're going to give them your business, and then you also list off every other corporation in America, and like, and they're going to get my business too.
It's like they already have your business, you fucking moron. Right. Shut up. Starbucks, Tesla, Yelp. Can you even boycott Yelp? Like, I already, like, don't look at Yelp reviews. I think they're stupid, and I hate Yelp. I hate the entire incentive structure around online reviews that can be abused, whatever. Airbnb, Netflix, Patagonia, DoorDash, JP Morgan Chase, Levi Strauss and Company, PayPal, Reddit, Disney, and what's Condé Nast? I don't know what that is. Is that like Kanye? Is that like a knockoff Kanye West? Like Condé Nast? Must be some kind of fashion crap.
Man, it's like basically every corporation in the United States.
Oh, and here we go. So you see that, like, J.P. Morgan Chase was listed on there. Now you have your confused yet informed Americans joining into the thread. For what it's worth, a quick review of J.P. Morgan Chase & Co., PAC, I guess they have their own pack, says it has given $200,000 over 10 years to the Republican committees
and lawmakers that
enacted Ohio's six-week abortion ban, which is likely to take effect soon. What is it with these big banks? They seem to give money to both sides all the time.
Yeah, because I'm seeing a similar thing. I'm happy these companies are doing that, but they're still donating to Republicans. They're part of the problem. You don't understand how American politics works.
It's almost like you don't know what the problem is and who's part of what. You're still cheerleading for one of these stupid teams. Like, you're more of the problem. You're even more of it because you're looking into stuff. That's sad. Like, you're like one level deeper of wanting to know details than like the average TV race, and you're still like, boy, I don't get it. How is it that they're giving money to both sides, and I'm sitting here getting fucked? Why am I getting the Eiffel Tower treatment? I'm the lucky Pierre. And then you've got your uninformed, like, doomer, like, nihilist. Half of these companies are doing massive layoffs. Chances are they won't have any employees left to cover their abortion travel. And how come they can afford abortion travel but can't afford to pay workers they're laying off? I don't know. Are you just throwing a fit, or do you want to know the answer to any of these questions? Because you're being replaced.
It made a difference when NCAA moved tournaments due to state's anti-trans legislation. It makes a difference if you say you aren't moving your HQ or holding your meeting in Texas or Florida and you're choosing Oregon or Colorado. So what I find interesting about this is the idea is that corporate power should be used to pressure states to change legislation. That's okay now. It's okay to use corporate power for the things that I want to see done. That's good.
Well, when corporate power,
like, corporations have that kind of power.
Well, when corporations are exercising power in the direction I want them to go, and it's not really corporate power, they're just doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do. See, when they're doing a thing I don't like, that makes them big evil corporations. They can be a corporate, like, there's no good corporation, but I can just ignore them. I can ignore their involvement. I can ignore the significance of corporate money being behind this or that issue if it's the one that I like. I can just ignore it. It just doesn't exist. Like, what are you talking about?
These comments, they're amazing. This is braver than most companies have announced this as sporting goods are a rural male thing on average, while most of the other companies are media or tech. Very brave of Dick's. Extremely brave. I'd agree it's braver, but only because Dick's is so much smaller compared to the likes of mega corporations like Disney and Sony, and would be more likely to struggle with boycotts of any type.
Boycott? Every company in this country is completely boycott-proof. Like, what? It's so exasperating. Like, you don't live in a free market. You don't live in an environment where, like, any institution larger than two people has to respond to the opinions of the public in any way, shape. Like, we just don't have that. If you don't like what's going on, they're just gonna keep doing it until you just bend over and go along with it. You're either just gonna be left, like, you're gonna get boycotted. You're gonna be left out of this and that. You're going to create like a mark on your being that, like, I'm one of the bad people that needs to be needs to be harassed and dealt with by the system. It's like, you don't...
These people... Are they even people anymore?
It's entirely just like a...
I appreciate the fact that it isn't a weak, vague press release that makes no mention of Roe v. Wade and refers vaguely to medical procedures instead of specifically saying abortions. Bravo, Dix. Bravo. Good job, Dix.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm not prepared enough to talk about
this. I've been in an incredibly pessimistic, depressed rage all day. This is the first thing that's made me feel like there's a spark of hope out there. What, there's a spark of hope because Dix is willing to pay you $4,000 to go murder your baby? Wow. Yeah, I feel a spark of hope right now, too. Oh, good. Good civilization I live in right now. I'm happy to be here.
If men were able to get pregnant, this would have never been up for discussion. LOL, fuck this backward-ass shit. Oh, wait, pardon my wording. I'm not sure what the proper wording for this is anymore, but I guess people born with male reproductive organs... If that's not correct, please educate me. I'm sorry if that came off as trans.
Oh, my God. I want to signal, but I'm not really sure I can signal without getting in trouble.
That's really funny.
I hope they also support permanent relocation for people living in shithole states that will punish people for leaving the state to get medical care. So I guess that's the thing now, is they think the abortion police are going to come and fuck with you if you went out of state to get an abortion. Oh, man.
I mean, that's why I said, like, I'm just not excited about any of this. Like, until there's federal law, until there's, like, so Patriot Front, right? Patriot Front, they travel to Coeur d'Alene to protest a pride parade in a part of the country that should be extremely solidly conservative. An anti-gay. Right. They go there. They are unarmed. They're just, you know, they're in the back of their truck, whatever it is that they do. They're all being gang raped by the system. They're going to catch all these federal charges for crossing state lines to do this, because, you know, these people are not all, they're obviously not from Idaho, or at least not all of them are. These people traveled in to make a good showing for a protest. Never mind that they didn't do or intend to do any things that protesters who cross state lines all the time with weapons and ill intent do for Antifa. Mm-hmm. They're gonna get rung up, and they're actually I saw a headline somewhere where, like, the system was kind of rubbing its hands at the act, like, oh geez, looks like the Patriot Front guys are gonna get caught up in overlapping investigation and charges because of in state and crossing state line, you know, federal charges for crossing state line. What, like? I want that to happen to women who want to go have their babies killed in a neighboring state. Like, can we get that? Can we start using the Interstate Commerce Clause to put abortion doctors and women who get abortions, like, on death row? Because that's how the system should work. If it's not going to adjust the problem directly, are we gonna see, like, boy, I wonder if we're gonna see the legal system being used sort of like cynically. In ways that may or may not actually be the original intent of the law, but I can read into it and phrase it, and I can interpret the law in such a fashion that, like, you know, you're crossing the state lines to pay money to have an act of violence performed by another, you know, by another agent. There's all kinds of implications in there, if we want there to be so. Are we going to be seeing that? No. We're going to reserve that for somebody who puts on a blue shirt and khakis and maybe carries his shield so that nobody can, like, just throw shit at them. Show up to a place that's allowing disgusting perverts to walk down the street naked and flash their shit at little kids. Little kid. So, imagine being a little kid in the United States that doesn't have a parent like you or me.
You've got, like, what, just a few hundred white people that are actually willing to show up and protest any of this garbage, yeah. Whether it be the death of a white person in the hands of a black, or a gay pride parade where people are waving their penises at children. You've got, like, this tiny, tiny little vocal minority it's a micro minority, right? Just the smallest possible slice
of
all of the United States. It's one little teeny group of people. It's probably less than 500 folks at this point.
Yeah.
And what you do is you try to fuck those people. It's the last remaining tiny little pocket of resistance, and you're trying to stomp them into the dirt. You're not doing things like, oh, I don't know, investigating cartels, curtailing immigration, dealing with the record-breaking crime levels. And none of that, no. No, you got a few white people who are actually speaking out, and you got to find those people and fuck them good and hard.
And it's like what's amazing, and just to sort of revisit my rant from last week about Republicans, is like these people have zero moral authority. They have no consistency to their ideology other than kill whitey, and your so-called opposition party can't get a win anywhere on any of this. The greatest win you've ever gotten is an accidental win that was given to you by the high court, because I mean, I still will maintain this is a pressure relief
I don't even see it as a win. It's just things have gone back to how they used to be.
But they haven't. They haven't gone back to the way things used to be. According to this doctor, the way things used to be, you were doing forced evacuations of a period, pretending that they weren't pregnant, and walking into the emergency room. Like, they're not going to have that. There's going to be abortion widely available in this country. It's just a couple states aren't going to have it. There's going to be options available for everyone to go do it. And as we've seen, like, your employer... talk about the way things used to be. First of all, would Dick's Sporting Goods in like the 1960s want to know anything about like you terminating a pregnancy or you having an affair or you being in one of these? Like, no one would want to know anything about that. Be like, whoa, boy, that's scandal. I don't want anything to do with that. We're here to work. We're here to stock shelves and sell overpriced dumbbells and stupid bikes and catcher's mitts and whatever the fuck else. Like, we don't want to know about that toots.
I mean, it would be nice to one could dream that maybe this would free up a little bit of bandwidth. Like, okay, we don't have to talk about abortion anymore. Move on to something else. Abortion thing has been settled. Move to this state that makes them illegal. Now, can we deal with something else? Like, oh, I don't know, the fact that you're a second-class citizen if you're white. Can we deal with that issue, maybe? Maybe a little bit of attention on that one.
I don't know.
What about black crime? I mean, there are other things, other pressing concerns.
I would love to move on to that stuff. That's what
and I agree too that abortion should be legal. It should be. It is an abomination. Nobody should be doing it. But
no, it should absolutely.
But there are other things that are I think currently much more pressing than the abortion issue.
Well, that's why it's so amazing that this just came out of nowhere, right? Like, there's all these other things going wrong. All these other terrible, glaring, fucking illegitimate, or just illegitimacies. Let's just call it that. This system has that are just obvious. And we're going to go with a Roe v. Wade over. Like, just suddenly, it's like out of nowhere. It's like one of those memes where, like, it's like nobody. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, you know? Yep. Like nobody asked for this. It's just, I mean, obviously, there's the anti-abortion movement has been, the pro-life movement has been on this for years. But, like, they're pretty, you know, being Christian Republicans, they're pretty used to not getting any results for themselves. Yep. So, like, for this to come out of nowhere, like, because the status quo of abortion could have gone on for decades. Nothing would have ever happened. These people were just going to keep voting Republican harder and harder, keep trying to get. They might be dismayed, they might be sad about it, but there was no reason to do this other than, I think, as I said, to keep people bought in. There's no, like someone said in my Telegram, that this is a destabilization effort. I couldn't agree with you. I couldn't disagree more. This is a stabilization effort. This is a big buy-in. People to get back in where the back into, as certain people usually say. You're buying back in, but the house always wins. You ain't the house. The state is. The United States government. Zog. They always win.
Yep.
And that's what this is. This is for you to renew your buying. This is your new ante. It's like, oh, it's like on either side. You're like totally outraged and you're going to like whip your fat flapjack titties out and your bad tattoos on the streets of Washington and say, well, I'm not going to have sex with men anymore until I can have abortions again. And it was like, Or you can be a let's go kind of non-dissident right-winger. You can be a conservative.
Yeah, I think Stryker was trying to say this is going to be like COVID for libtards, like the vaccinations. It's going to have that kind of a galvanizing effect of, oh, there's a dumb thing that I can rally around and complain about and be very vocal on. And
yeah.
Nothing will change. And it's just a good waste of energy, though. Good waste of energy. And it's not a racial politics, so I can play with this one. This was the video I found of the vicious truck attack.
Oh, it's like a truck rolling by. Did you remember there was one? There was one like at an ICE office a while back, like years ago. I'm pretty sure I don't remember where it was.
I thought there was a situation at an ICE office where it was some left wing lunatic had actually attacked the place and was. I mean, it was he was like geared up. He was legit like fighting a one man war against an ICE office.
I don't remember that, but I know there was one situation. There were a bunch of protesters near like the entry gate for like ICE, agents or whoever works there to go in. And this pickup truck just pulled in, like, and he pulled in kind of fast to like try to like give them a. They all whoa! Like they all screamed or like pretended to fall down. That was good shit. Oh, who are these two hatchet faces right here? This is beautiful. Come on, McNabb. I'm trying to have a good Monday. Ah, Jesus.
Did I give you the wrong video? Because it may have just it clipped over to the next one. Fuck.
Awesome. Not making any noise. Why can't I hear anything?
I mean, this might be fun too, but that's not the video I was looking for.
These are not the hose you're looking for.
No, I was looking for the one with the truck. It must have scrolled onto the. I mean, it must have forwarded itself to the next video.
Hold on,
a chain there.
Truck hits abortion. All right, I was able to. Oh my god! Wow, look at the thighs on these. Oh, all right, it just changed them. I must have this.
That's the one. That's the one.
I must have CNN like muted. I get the tab muted. Let me unmute the site. This looks very dangerous right here. I like the look of these fat women's legs pushing on this truck. Like, you don't deserve to get run over.
Violent confrontation in Iowa at a protest over the court's ruling.
Oh, I figured this was D.C.
A truck appearing to push through a group of protesters in Cedar Rapids, with one person falling to the ground after making contact with the vehicle. Take a look.
I don't understand. Like, leave his truck. Why are you touching his truck? Get your hands off his truck.
Oh, my gosh. Police said
verbal
confrontation.
Dude was doing like 5 miles an hour, and you can see all the traffic backed up. Something tells me that was not a legal protest. I don't think they had a permit.
What was she saying?
That verbal confrontations took place between the protesters. The mayor of Rapid City issued a release following the incident, saying, "We all have a right to our opinions, but we must act in a peaceful and respectful manner."
The fuck does that
mean?
Based.
The protester went to the hospital for evaluation, and police are continuing in their investigation.
Cool. Also,
I want to start with you because I know
you're ready to start. Roll over.
That was just a rogue truck.
It's a truck attack.
Endangered.
You never know.
Trucks are very skittish. You got to be careful around trucks.
I heard that truck was fleeing from a knife incident that happened earlier. We have to check the police scanner, see what that's all about. So what's with these? What these ugly slits are going to do? Imagine looking at these faces. Yeah, you know what these women need? They need to be protected. Do you think they're have their voices
heard? You support this decision. You like this decision, and I read you called it an astounding victory for democracy. What do you mean?
Well, certainly this is a victory because there have been people in the pro-life movement and parents and pastors and politicians for the last 50 years that have been advocating and fighting for this decision because they agree with Alito's opinion on this, that Roe was egregiously wrong from the start, and it's time to put this decision of life and against abortion away from unelected justices and put it in the hands of elected representatives. And it's time to put this decision back in the hands of people.
Imagine being such an election cuck. It's like, no, it's like, it's time to put issues like this in the hands of like an armed military junta. It's going to like take over the country and do the right. There is no hope. You can't vote for you're never going to vote and get the right thing. No one's even campaigning for the right thing. These people are pathetic. I'm going to go on CNN and put it like your representatives are bought off Jewish fucking terrorists and homosexuals and trannies. Give me a
like
fucking break.
It's like, yeah, you know, this sledgehammer, it's really served us very well. We brutalized a lot of institutions, people with it, but it's time to wipe this thing off and put it back in the tool shed. It's done its work. We don't need it anymore. That's how I feel. It's like, okay, so the Roe versus Wade decision and all the cultural fallout from that, it accomplished what it set out to do. Mission complete. Now that the mission's complete, you can retire it if you want. It doesn't matter now.
Has the thought ever occurred to them, it's like, yeah, whatever it takes to get what we want needs to get done. I've never really heard a leftist say like, yeah, we need to get this back in the decision of back in the hands of elected representatives. Yeah. Like, no, they want it any which way they can get it, and they say, we're gonna keep fighting, we're gonna get more political slush funds together and create more PACs, and we're gonna lobby harder and harder and harder, and we're gonna bring frivolous fucking lawsuits, and we're gonna have our judges that control our courts come out on our side. It's just that every once in a while they don't get it. Every once in a while there's Clarence Thomas, or who, as I saw, that's Justice Uncle Tom. It's Uncle Thomas. Uncle Clarence Thomas.
The thing just amazes me too, just thinking about all this stuff. Like, so you're able to raise $500,000 overnight to move an abortion clinic. What do right wingers in America do with their money? They give it to Donald Trump so he can fight an election decision. Is that how this works? We give money to Republican grifters in this country. If we give money at all, that's where we want to send our funds. Put it towards things like that.
You need Ko-fi mugs.
No. T-shirts. Collectibles. Gold coins.
Oh, Dinesh. We will not quietly go back to the 1950s. It's like, well, I mean, your fucking waistline wishes you would. 1950s, it wouldn't be physically possible for you to look like that.
Is that a man or a woman?
I mean...
That's the other thing. The civilization is in such a state of decay, I can't even tell. Like, I'm looking at a woman protesting...
That honestly could go either way, yeah. You're absolutely right.
And I don't know. I don't know at this point.
I like that the nose is so fat, the glasses are crushing... It's like the glasses are crushing the nostrils shut. I don't know if you've noticed that going on there. And this one's like... This girl right here, she's like... That, they must be related. She's on her way to the same fucking physique. Shitty tattoos. I think one of the things I hate the most is these shitty tattoos all over everybody.
Yeah. Shitty tattoos over people who are also disgusting.
It's like, if you're big and fat, like, just don't get tattoos, because I don't know.
The cellulite doesn't help because it adds a texture to the tattoo.
Yeah, it's not good. Let's see, what is this? That's not a related meme. These are unrelated memes. Oh, this looks good. Here's an architecture problem, I think. Is this architecture? No, it's just more like interior design, more so than architecture. This lady's looks mad.
Yeah! Fucking fuck!
So this person is Mama Gina? That's supposed to be somebody's mama?
Mama Gina. It says Roe v. Wade overturned the bottle.
I mean...
Was she planning on getting an abortion? Like... Is anybody hitting that, honestly?
It's like a video of a yowling demon.
Is she just trying to, like, teach people how to, like, cope with bad things happening to you? Feminist icon, teacher, speaker, mother, best-selling author, creatrix, and CEO of the School of Womanly Arts. Creatrix.
Yeah, she looks very womanly. Well, that's a whole ass woman right there.
She's womanly in the sense that she looks like someone who deserves to not have rights. Like, you look the type of person to have your opinions discarded and your concerns put on the back burner until your husband gets home. She definitely looks like that kind of person. So I'll grant her that she definitely looks like a woman. She acts like a woman. The problem is this country, this culture doesn't act manly anymore. You're not supposed to let her do that for an audience and then get any kind of results. Like, you're not supposed to, you go sit down and shut up. Just get a tube that can evacuate your opinions out of your head instead of evacuating the contents of your womb out of your vagina. We'll get like the thoughts and convictions tube. We'll stick it in your ear and we'll pump it out. Maybe I didn't take any notes. Maybe I'll call it. Thoughts and convictions tube. There. I didn't take any notes today because fuck it. I just didn't.
Yeah, I should have. We had so many good stories. We hadn't...
Man, well, there's only two of us, so we have,
the condiment killing. What was the thing with the house fire?
Yeah, like a good title having to do with the house fire. That might work too. Like stabbing the flames away. Ah, shit. We're about
it's
done.
It's like
here.
The trials and tribulations of being a firefighter in that county is you go to a burning building and you bring out the victims and they've been stabbed to death. Oh, I forgot there's niggers here. Oh,
I forgot this female bodybuilder that's like on all the steroids, like flexing. I think mercifully they've cut the testosterone boobs off of it. The page won't load. You remember this? I don't think this is a dude. I'm pretty sure this is a broad. It's on a lot of help.
You can disrespect your dominator like this.
Oh God, you can see them. Get that out of here. I'm sorry, audience.
Every day in America.
When I previewed that, it was tastefully clipped a little bit higher, but when I full screened it, it was not. I did not want to show that. I don't remember what that thing was doing.
I don't know what that was.
Acting like a wrestler.
I think you may be right. It may have been a female at one point.
It was a female that was, doing... Yeah.
Hard to tell.
I mean, I guess that could be a guy with really bad gyno, right? I don't think so, though.
I don't know, man. I don't know what's happening anymore.
I mean, for gyno,
where's the conservative Republican commentator who can look at this situation where you've got these demons out protesting this abortion thing and say, look, those are demons. Like, honest to God, Alex Jones tier demons. That's what's out there in the street right now.
Well,
these people are mad, which should tell you that.
Well, conservative commentator would be like, well, are they threatening Israel?
Yeah.
Well, no, they're not, so they can't really be demons. In fact, they're out there saying we need abortion rights in the name of Judaism. Abortion right is a Jewish right. It's a restriction of your religion to have abortion outlawed if you're a Jew. They're out there saying that. I don't have any. I guess you get those screenshots ready for Wednesday.
Are there more protests against this being overturned than there are rallies in support of it being overturned? I wonder where we're at. I know that there were some...
I mean, I just saw that people would show up and kind of fuck with them, but I'm pretty sure there's just going to be protests against it.
I know that Antifa was attacking some pro-life people. I know that was happening over the weekend.
Yeah, there's been like firebombing or something of pro-life, I don't know what, and these threats online. Threats that if we made, even in jest, we'd be like all locked up. But
yeah.
It's not good. So I guess that's that. What a terrible day. I look forward to shutting this off, finishing the post, and then reestablishing my entire audio system that failed the other day. Exploding.
So I missed this story. So you had a computer go down, an entire tower. Like what happened?
No, the audio system. The audio driver was corrupted in some way, and reinstall that system, and my preferences were not preserved, even as a backup file. I think. So I have to manually reconfigure this entire thing, which means when next time Mike's here, I'll have to reconfigure his connection as well. I guess I could do that when he's not here. I'll try to figure that out. But it's not the same. It's not the same doing it yourself. You got to have the other person here to do their performance. But hopefully this worked okay. It looks good. I saw the videos. Looks good to me, but yeah, that's going to be that. So I'm going to go finish fixing that. And then I'm going to finish my song so I can release it this week, maybe. That would be cool. But I'll be on Odyssey tomorrow night.
This is interesting here. They're describing a protest outside the Supreme Court. The anger is clearly visible from every sign and chant. Fuck the church, fuck the state, women will decide their fate. But the mood of the protest seemed more defiant than anguished. People delighted in clever signs or vented their outrage at each other about the ruling. At one point, it sure went up for the abortion providers among the crowd. So this is really just an excuse to get out in the street and do something performative.
Yeah, it always is.
It's street theater for these people.
Yeah. The system's going to do what it do. It doesn't care what you think. That's the big joke here.
I witnessed one tearful woman thank a supportive man for being there and asked to give him a hug. I see the angle he's working.
Yeah. Smart guy. Gotta be careful, though. Wouldn't want to end up with a baby on your hands now. They've got to stop hookup culture.
Democrats never voted to codify Roe into law when Speaker yelled, fuck them.
Hey, that's a good angle. It's true. Why didn't they? It's almost like It's almost like this was left out here, hanging over the culture, hanging over our politics for decades for a certain purpose. So that it could be used to manipulate.
Break glass in case of emergency.
Yeah, break glass in case of severe system illegitimacy. Get everybody back on board. Anyway. All right, we got to go, Alex. It's been 31:10 on this other video. I'm going to play the music. I'll see you guys on Odyssey tomorrow. Striking likely back tomorrow, I hope. If not, maybe it'll be like Tony and Striker or something. I don't know. I don't want to volunteer him, but something like that. Anyway, we'll see you guys soon. Thanks for joining us. An inside job.
Always give your best. Never get discouraged. Never be petty. Always remember. Others may hate. Those who hate you don't hate unless you hate them. Then you destroy yourself.